Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, good Friday morning. I hope that this finds you having a nice start to the final day of the week, heading into the weekend. I just got back from a hike, a little mountain climb. Mountain might be overselling the size of the hill we just climbed up, but I'll tell you what, it was a lovely way to start the day, even if we did wake up at 5 a.m., a thing I do not do any longer. Thank you very much. Good morning. How's everybody's Friday going? I'm going to have myself a good day. I'll tell you what. I am a part with Heidi of a cool event that is happening in real time called Epic Weekend. And I encourage you to just follow on along in the stories because we're going to have ourselves an epic time with this crew. But that's not why we're here on a Friday. Mr. John Acuff, please rise, remove your hats, and welcome the man of the hour. John!
Look at me. T-shirt Friday.
T-shirt Friday. You're back in town already.
That fast. How about that?
I don't understand. Do you have a teleporting device? You were at a football game last night.
I'm one of those authors that has a private plane. We don't like to talk about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, it's called Southwest. It's called 4 hours of sleep, and then it's called Southwest. So we got home at 1 a.m. in Tampa, and then we got up at 5:10 a.m. So technically 4 point whatever that math is. Yeah, that is not a lot of sleep. So, but
that
what a game.
Quite a game, by the way. Quite a game.
Wow. Like that was one. That's one of my questions is how good is Tom Brady? And the answer is the best.
Very, very good. He's very good.
Dude.
Here's the funny thing. We had, we're doing an event this weekend and it was the like opening night ceremony. And I don't know that, I mean, my guy Bruce is putting on this event. It's an amazing thing. And I just don't know that he had the wherewithal to appreciate that Brady was playing at exactly the same time that the event was starting.
Yeah.
And I made a like commitment. Look, no phones. We're not going to look at phones. It is very difficult on the first day of the NFL season to not look at your phone to find out what's happening, only to find out when we got out that it was like the closest game.
Dude, it was. And I learned Dallas Cowboy fans, very loud, very loud. They say, woo, like right in your ear, directly into your eardrum. And so loud. And I like Dallas. I like Texas. But it was right there in my ear.
In your ear hole.
9 hours. And when they lost, the woo, it dissipated. I'm going to be honest with you. It got smaller. So I was like, okay. And I grew up in New England. I'm a Patriots fan. Bucks, I want Brady to win, you know, but oh man, what was the event? What event were you at?
So we have a friend named Bruce Pincher. Bruce was a contestant on the show that Heidi did on ABC for 7 years called Extreme Weight Loss.
Yeah.
So in season 4, he was one of the people who lost half his body weight, 200 pounds lost in a single year period of time.
Did not amputate his legs.
So didn't
some
cut
people are hearing
off.
This and they're like, many limbs did he lose? No limbs.
Nope. This no was limbs. Just like he crushed, like hard work, yeah. hard work. Mm-hmm. He committed himself to doing it. But it was like, here's the great thing. Like, it's one thing to say you're going to exercise or you're going to have nutrition change or whatever. But also, this was as much about like mind work and sure. mindset work and working on the things that were part of like the trauma that he had to also kind of reconcile from past. But he, you know, like this is years ago and he has kept the weight off, but then has also turned the work that he had gifted to him into the work of his life, which is to gift other people with, here's the way that you could also change your mindset, how you can think differently about nutrition, move your body, have integrity. And so this event is called Larger Than Life, which is the name of his company.
Nice.
And, or it's called Epic Weekend. His company is called Larger Than Life.
Where's the event? Is it in Arizona?
It's in Arizona, yeah. Nice. So it's in a city called Chandler, which is just near where
we're at. I've been to Chandler.
Beautiful. I mean, honestly, it's a cool place downtown. And I'm doing a keynote today. Heidi's doing a Q&A today. We got up this morning and had a hike to the top of the hill next to ASU, where there's a big A on the side of the old mountain. And it was lovely. Thank you very much.
How long is your keynote? How long is the keynote?
45 minutes.
I like that. That's a good length. Sometimes the problem with keynotes is that because of TED, people are going, we want a 9-minute keynote. But they're watching a TED video of a freaking astronaut who went to Mars and then going, hey, you have an equally 9-minute story about saving someone's life with shark blood. Can you tell that in 9 minutes? You go, I love when people say, we just need a quick 30-second video to cover these 7 topics. And you go, have you ever looked at 30 seconds? People hold their breath for that long. So yeah, I'm glad it's 45. That's a good length, my friend. I think you're going to crush it.
Thank you, sir. I'm excited. Thank you very much.
What's your opening line? Give me your opening line. Give the people your opening line. You go
up
on stage.
I come out to Let's Go by Trick Daddy, clean version. So there's lots of beat, jumping up and down, acting like a crazy person. And then I come out and say something to the effect of, who else has experienced a year or 2 years unlike anything you've ever known, just so that we can have some relatability and how much struggle there has been in processing new normal. And then just have a conversation about the kind of courage it requires to think differently about how to get ahead in a world that now is different than it was. And in this instance, because we're talking about transformation, it's just truly for me, like, all right, what were the things that I've needed to do to feel the best about myself when I'm by myself? And I really dive into a longer conversation about integrity, like knowing what I need to do to show up and then keeping those promises to myself has been the difference. And it just becomes a little bit of storytelling, a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of everything. So anyway,
okay. So let's say they don't have Trick Daddy. You show up, the guy's like, I don't have Trick Daddy at all. I have like, you know, Puff Daddy, and you're like, that's not, it's a very different daddy. And he's like, I have Big Joe, and you're like, now you're just saying things. Like, he's like, I have Big Pun, and you're like, this is off the rails. What's your best walkout song other than Trick Daddy?
Here's the thing, I'll walk out to anything and I will jump around like the Trick Daddy song is on. It don't even matter. I mean, like, I am bringing the energy that I want them to also emulate. So I just come out, I start dancing and clapping like a fool. And hopefully it creates a bit of a moment. So
they play Bobby Brown's Tenderonis. You're jumping around. Like, you're like, because the truth about a Roni is she's always on the phone talking to her homeboy, wishing they were home alone. And so you're telling me you jump around and you're like, woo, Tenderoni. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I want this to be an honest show. And so if I sense dishonesty, I'm going to call it forward and I'm going to invite you into a moment of truth.
Tenderoni might be the exception to the rule. I just didn't see this one coming. I'm going to be honest.
You know what? It's my prerogative. Oh, what? It's my prerogative? Oh, hey,
Did you ever see the skit where, and I don't even know who it was, but they were like, Bobby Brown thinks that he's the king of R&B. Like, well,
Whitney said that at an event. Whitney said the original king of R&B was Bobby Brown. She said it at an award show, and people in the car were like,
what? What?
Don't get me wrong. The Ghostbusters song, fire. Ghostbusters song that he did, Every Little Step I Take, come on. But
I don't want to turn this into a dark place, but Bobby Brown has had to go through some things. I mean, Whitney, his children, a lot.
If he and comes on the other side of that.
His whole life. But,
if
I mean,
he comes on the other side of it, great story. Okay, I think the right answer is Back in Black by AC/DC. If a client asks me, do you want to come out to a song? I say, you shouldn't even have to ask. It's AC/DC Back in Black. Because it opens, it's Iron Man. It opens up and then like, you're like, there's no way I pick any other song. And if they say they don't have it, I say, lower me from the ceiling. Because
I want to come out one day to the Bulls intro music. You know that like Bulls intro music from the like 80s and 90s?
Sure. That was great.
So good.
No, I tried. I was at an event once, and I was speaking in the, I think it was the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel in Vegas. and it was the theater they do the Backstreet Boys house residency. And I said, I want to come out like the Backstreet Boys. And this, because there's the same sound team, they go, we lower them from the ceiling, so no. And I was like, fair enough. Fair enough. I said, I'd like to end like the Backstreet Boys. And they said, we end with fire and pyro, so also no. And I was like, well, then why don't I just walk out and I'll say some funny, insightful things and we'll call it a day. And they're like, let's do that, guy that's not in a boy band.
Sounds good.
That's ridiculous. Okay, here's my first question.
First question.
It's like my 10th question. Do you subscribe to any magazines? You get any magazines?
A magazine. What is a magazine?
Yeah, it's printed on paper. It comes in your mailbox. It's bound sometimes with glue.
I do not. I mean, like they're like every once in a while is that season when your kids come home and they're like, hey, we've got this amazing fundraiser and we're going to need to go ahead and like ask a bunch of our relatives to subscribe to things. And I'm like, don't bug those people. Just give me the thing and I'll subscribe. But I have not subscribed to a magazine in some time. So currently the answer is no.
Have you ever? Like, I'm assuming if you were a Disney executive, you were reading like Fast Company and like Forbes.
Yeah,
no, you're probably constantly in Forbes.
I did have a Fast Company subscription. I had like Hollywood Reporter, Variety, like a handful of like the entertainment things. But like, I'd like to think that I'd still be interested in reading Us Weekly to find out like which stars are just like us.
Yeah, but take out the garbage.
Yeah, no, they pump their own gas. It's like, whoa, who knew that they could pump their own gas? What a revelation.
It's amazing.
But I've found that I just don't care as much anymore about what like stars are doing. And also the internet kind of gives me a little sneak into how they're pumping their own gas anyway. So I don't know.
It gives me enough of what they're doing.
You know what I would say? I have become a pretty consistent podcast listener, and podcasts to me do what magazines used to. Like it's funny. We were driving down to Six Flags last week for Sawyer's birthday celebration. And I put earbud in Heidi's ear. And I was listening to This American Life. Yeah. And about 10 minutes in, she's like, what is happening with this? They just like tell stories. And I'm like, that's what this is. They just tell stories about things that happen in America. And it's like interesting in that it maybe it makes you connect to something in your own life, or it's just distracting from the chaos of the world. She's like, huh, interesting.
So she's like Terry Gross. She's like, whatever.
It's just more like she is a consumer of audiobooks. Like we've been listening to a Gabby Bernstein book. And love audiobooks for sure, but not like for leisure podcasts, which like I'm a for leisure podcast person. I love
I subscribe to Runner's World, I think it's called. It's a running magazine, outside magazine I get. I think that's it. Those are the
dude, two. Hold on. Can we have a moment for the fact that you ran a 5K?
10K.
No, 10K. 10K. You ran a 10K at a 749.
It's definitely a personal record.
I will 45. Never run with you. You are the fastest runner I've ever met in my entire life.
I'm doing a half marathon a month from yesterday. So we'll see about that one.
Where is it?
I think it's in Murfreesboro, outside of Nashville. It's like very flat city. You want
to find flat? Gosh, I would love to do it with you. I need more notice next time. Dang it. Well, I would love to.
You should do the Nashville one next April. It's a rock and roll. It's very fun.
Book it. I'm there. Book it. But that's like that time is incredible. What kind of pace are you going to look for in the half marathon?
I would love to do a sub-8. I mean, we'll see. A half marathon's a lot farther, but
God.
Well, I mean, we'll see. You know what I do? First like 4 miles, I'm listening to a sermon. Just chill sermon. Then at mile 4, hardcore rap. Like it kind of, I go, Jesus, forgive me where I'm going. Like,
amen. Boom.
I love praise and worship music, but like, I can't push through a wall to Oceans. I just can't. Hillsong. Hey, love them. Hillsong. Yeah. Great, but I can't be like, I need some anger. Like, and there's not a, like, if somebody could be getting their foot washed during the song, I can't make my feet go faster. That's just.
No. We're talking about the blood. I need something that's got a little more of a beat.
Yeah, I need Eminem 8 Mile, and he is furious. He is.
You know what's interesting? When I did my first marathon, I ended up creating a playlist that was beats per minute connected, so that my feet were hitting the ground at the beat. You're not going to find much worship music that's going to get you across the finish line in a time.
No, it's got like 9 minute long choruses. Like there's, I need Eminem. He's at the Salvation Army trying to salvage an outfit. What?
Let's go.
I get that picture.
Let's go.
There's fury. Like I love that. Oh, okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Next question. Will I come in last in our fantasy football league?
I mean, here's the thing. I was saying to Heidi that this might be the beginning of the end of our friendship, me inviting you into this league, in part because there are rules in this league, and I've been in it for, this is my 21st season in this league. I still don't understand some of the rules. That's how complicated it is.
Do you guys have rules like, one of your players has to have a handlebar mustache. And I'm like, I don't know which player that is. So, like, let me be very, to everyone watching this right now, I'm in Dave's league. It's so fun that he invited me in. And I've done every, if there's a wrong thing to do wrong, I've done it. So, like, I keep getting emails that they're like, hey, your roster is illegal. I'll be like, oh, well, let me kick off a kicker. I'll do that. And then I'll get a separate email from Dave that goes, hey, you got to have two kickers. And I'm like,
I can't do that.
And so, yeah, there's two guys in there, and they are going to hate me. And so what I've now started to do is I blind CC Dave on every email I get. So when I get in trouble, I
100 emails.
I add him, and I go, I'm so sorry. I did it wrong. These guys must think I don't know how to do anything. Like, they're like, who is this person? So that, I mean, I think I'm going to come in last. I think that's definitely happening.
Nah.
I'm definitely happy. Okay, Sawyer's next question.
Sawyer's in the league, and he does not yet totally understand. My son, my 13-year-old, he does not yet totally understand how to play fantasy football, so he will give you a run for your last place money.
I might lose to a child is what I just heard. That I took your words, and I mixed them up in my brain, and what I heard is you might lose to a child.
There's
that
a chance.
That is not good. Okay, next question. You're not going to see this one coming. Have you already picked out the bathing suit for your fitness oil challenge?
Okay, so here's
I don't know that that's the name, but like FOC, fitness oil challenge.
It's called a physique competition. But we had to, originally we were going to do one in November, and we had to push it to February. There was with the commitments I have.
Book launch. You got a book launch.
Yeah, with the book launch, I was with the trainer, and he was just like, look, I love you. I think it's amazing. You can't do this halfway. Like, you've got to really, really seriously commit. So I'm like, okay, fine. We'll figure it out. I have not yet picked out my board shorts that go with the oil that they will dip me in for the stage. But I now have a little bit more time.
Let me ask you this. Do you currently own them, or will you be auditioning new ones?
Oh, I will definitely be auditioning new ones.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. If a sponsorship situation presents itself, is there a chance that you would have labels on your shorts that were like Sunoco or like Exxon?
Oh, let me be clear. I am so shameless that if someone were to be like, hey, you like these Chomps beef sticks? I would put the word Chomps right on those 100%.
I'm going to stay so far. There are like 50 jokes, and I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
I'm going to stay away from it. The Chomps beef stick bathing suit. I feel like those jokes.
I would look like a NASCAR. I don't. You think I care? No. 100%.
Look at my banner. Look at my banner.
I'll put a bunch of logos on there, and I'll act like, what's his name from the race car movie?
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah. Totally.
That's it.
Totally. That's so funny. That is so funny. Okay, so you moved it to February. Same. It's in Arizona, I'm assuming?
To be honest, I don't know. I was just told that there is one. I'm not sure where it is. And I, at this point, am focused on... The thing is, I'm still training as if. I just now have some of the leeway for some of my travel commitments that allow me to not be as hardcore with some of the nutrition stuff, not as hardcore with, like, if I miss a day, it's not going to be the end of the world. Not that it's going to be in February either, by the way, but at least I can focus on it.
Yeah. So, follow-up question that's not related. Have you been to Richard Branson's Island?
I have not been to Richard Branson's Island. Did you get an invite and this is the way that you're letting me know?
No, I mean, I got an invite, but it was like a lot of money. So it wasn't an invite so much as it was like somebody was holding an event there. And it was like, it cost like a Kia. And I was like, do I get to keep part of the island? Like, get a pickaxe and I make my own
land?
Island?
They're giving you some land?
No, there was
I'm
no
waiting
land
for, you know what, Blakely, what's her name? Jesse.
Sarah Blakely?
Yeah, she's very close to him. And I'm waiting for Jesse to you know, invite. Yeah. Like, that's, I'm throwing it in the universe. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah, because like,
I want to go for like a friendship. I don't want to go for something where I'm paying my way in to hang out with other people. That sounds
yeah,
weird.
There's just a lot of that like masterminding kind of stuff. So I was like,
pass.
I don't know. When's the last time you were on an island?
I was in Hawaii at the end of last year. That's an island.
That's an island.
So I'll say end of last year. Yeah, I went to, we did Christmas as a family in Hawaii. Rachel and I and the kids.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
How's Christmas there? Like, do they hang up stuff, or is it mostly like palm tree, macadamia nut, like
it's
little
like,
macadamia
yeah, no,
nuts
like,
with lights?
Yeah, no, like there's some like decorative stuff that feels a little unconventional, and like it is putting string lights on palm trees. But we also like we got a fake tree and had a little bit of fun, so that was good. Oh, okay. I did go, Jason. You're right. I went to the Dominican Republic. That happened more recently.
That
is an island.
That's right. That is a great. Good for Jason on the callback. The callback.
Good call. Good work. Aloha.
Sabitha is watching from Hilo. I've been to Hilo.
I've been to Hilo too.
Amazing. There's a school there with this gorgeous tree in the front. I don't know the name of the tree. She probably knows. A little elementary school, but it's like an 80-foot tall tree that looks like Hawaii to me. And it was awesome.
That's
I've been to Hawaii.
Very specific thing. Thank you.
Okay, next question. Could you live in Florida full-time? Full-time Florida.
Full-time Florida. I feel like I could almost live anywhere, but there are some like Florida is almost like a country because there are so many different parts of Florida. I think it might depend
which part. Okay, you get to pick the part. Pick the part. Where are you living in Florida full time?
Keys.
Yeah. Like the Hemingway, you're gonna get a bunch of cats with weird toes, kind of thing.
Yep. I've been a couple of times. One of my old bosses had a place down there. Been a couple of times, and it is, it's just not even a part of the world. Like you are completely disconnected. Doorbell's ringing. I don't know what's happening.
What if that was Richard Branson?
Like I am just like you're completely disconnected from everything. Yeah. And I think if I were to like commit to living in any place, I'd want to go live where I am just completely off the grid.
Don't you think, though, that as high-performing, high-achieving, like high-intensity you are, that you would get bored in the Keys?
Probably, yeah.
I think, can we say, like, in a long weekend, like, before the boxes are unpacked, you would be in some Florida physique oil challenge, and they would be like, it's the Keys, and you'd be like, doesn't matter. Get up, old man. It's time to do push-ups.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay, so that's related to this question. What will you do when you retire? Like, I want, you know, let's say you're 46, I'm 45.
Yeah.
I look to you for a lot of wisdom with those extra 6 months. You look to me for a lot of vigor. A lot of people say that about me. It's 16 years from now, 17 years from now, you're 62. You've got a barber at this point, somewhere between that, like now and then someone professional is cutting your hair. Things have changed. You've gone through some evolutions. What are you doing in retirement? Like, what does that look like for you?
This is going to sound crazy, but I hope that I am in a position to have my last book come out 2 months before I'm gone. I mean, like, I love writing. And I actually think that there's something that I will always have to say that'll be completely different about my life experience or whatever it ends up being when I'm 85. And so, I don't know, like, I was at this event last night, and there was a person named Tom Smith that was there, who's written The Oz Principle, and just, like, full of wisdom. He happens to be generationally, you know, like, he could have been my dad.
And you can say old, like, he's old, right?
No, not old, just, like, how more, old life, like more life experience. What's that?
Is he 70?
He may be close. He's got 8 kids and 25 grandkids. So he's got
can fool you, though. That can trick you. That just means like homeschool, like Nissan big van. You don't know age-wise.
The headline, though, is I'm sitting in the back of the room. I'm watching him teach. He's just teaching on mindset and systems and organizations and the way that we think and how our beliefs affect our actions, like all this stuff. And I thought, wow, 20 years from now, I will be a completely different teacher because of what 20 years of life experience ends up affording me. And the idea that like I might be able to like work for 20 years or 30 years or 40 years doing this. I mean, like 40 years from now, I'm 86. 40 years. I think I got 40 years of quality output in me. Yeah. I mean, I really do. I want the end of my life, like the thing that I'm known for, to be everything that's not even done yet. So I don't know. What about you? What do you think of when you think of retirement?
I think the same thing, like elder statesman. Like I'm already in the middle of my career. Like when I was in my mid-20s, I was the young guy nobody had heard of. I could show up at conferences and surprise people. But now I'm at the stage of my career where it's like, if Microsoft hires me to speak to the Xbox team, I better crush it. They don't want to be surprised. They want to be, you know, delivered. And so that, yeah, I think in 20 years, I mean, I see us, we might have a house on Tybee Island outside of Savannah. Like I could see us doing like a couple months there. I'd like to still be able to run. I'd like to still be able to ski. Like Andy Stanley says, I want kids that want to spend time with me. Like my kids, my adult kids want to hang out with me. My wife and I are, you know, more in love than we were now. So I'm like growing into that, but, and I'm writing books. I'm like you, like I'm writing a book every 2 years, every 3 years. But it's not, I can't imagine a time where I'd go, now it's over and I'll golf, or now it's over and I'll really get into Law and Order. Like I'll know all about SVU, and Ice-T is going to solve some crimes, and oh no, a jogger found a body in the park and I know where this is going. Like I don't see that. I would go crazy in a day.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, John, this is the longest I sit still all day.
The people are really clamoring for me to ask you more questions so that it's not just me answering questions.
Well, the problem is, I think if we're honest, I do prep work. Dave shows up and he's tall. And he's fair. Like, I'm tall, and I'm handsome.
You put the team on your back. You do a lot of work.
I feel like this is a Brady Gronk situation. In this story, I'm Brady. Like, I'm eating like Brussels sprouts in the off season, writing down question upon question. You're Gronk. You're super tall, super talented.
Show up, catch a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. Spike it and go off into the sunset. It's good to get noticed. It's good to get noticed for that. But again,
people need more John. I hear it.
It's veiled. It's right here. It's all right here. It's all right here. That's so funny. We need to. This has made me want to do a podcast. So I need to do a podcast with like people. I like I'm figuring out my podcast. Your podcast is just you all the time, right?
And then,
interview people, but you don't have a co-host, right?
Oh yeah, no, I don't have a co-host, but I do. I have solo episodes, maybe once every 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm having a conversation with someone. Actually, I'm going to turn the time when I came to your place into a podcast. So good news, people get to hear you answering a whole bunch of questions.
Through the roof. Get ready to get new sponsors.
Huge.
Sponsors going to hear that episode and be like, Chomps bathing suits, we're in. Like, I can't wait to see the line of Chomps bathing suits. They're going to be provocative. That's the word. The brand guideline has provocative right at the top. Is that a kid?
There's something happening in the background. I don't know what's going on.
What if it's a cake? You think it could be a cake? Like somebody's delivering a cake?
I mean, the doorbell rang. There's a stranger in the home. I don't know what's happening. Still? Yeah.
Okay. Is it a chance they're one converting Heidi to a religion? Possible. Possible.
Possible.
Two, delivering a cake. Also, awesome and possible. Selling her encyclopedias. And so right now they're telling her, you can't trust Google. Google doesn't know everything.
Nope.
This is leather bound. Is that, which of those three options do you think is most likely?
I'm going to say number two.
Number two, it's a cake?
Yeah.
Here's why I'm going to say no. Because I think when people watch what you guys do, they don't think these people want cake delivered to their house. They think these people are doing push-ups and they're in shape. And they don't want free cake.
You would be shocked. No, I mean, the crazy thing is we're doing macro counting where you're just like basically keeping track of fat, protein, carbs.
Yeah, even that sentence, it doesn't feel cakey.
It gives you a lot of leeway, brother. It gives you a lot of leeway. Huh, Heidi?
It gives you a lot of leeway.
Too much.
I give off a cake vibe. You guys give off a protein shake vibe.
Was that someone delivering a cake?
I'm leaving. What?
Was that someone delivering a cake?
No, a drywaller.
Oh, it was a drywaller.
We had some cracks in our ceiling. All right, you guys have fun. I'm going. Right.
Goodbye.
Hey, real quick.
I will see you in a little bit.
Last question. Were the cracks from doing pull-ups that you've mounted into the ceiling?
Yeah. We were actually hanging on to the ledge of the second story and doing pull-ups. Like that, and it pulled the beam down.
Pulled the second story down.
I told both of y'all that. I told you that 2 weeks ago. I said, you're going to structurally hurt the foundation of your house with all this exercise. And you guys were like, no, John, it's a macro.
Don't worry, John. We know our own strength, John.
Bye, guys. Have fun.
See ya. Okay. Real last question.
Is
part of the reason you're cutting your own hair to save money for the drywaller? Are those two things, is that connected at all? Like,
here's the thing. I didn't cut it. I usually cut it like every week on the same day. I didn't cut it this week. And now I'm going to have some experimenting with letting it grow a little bit longer on the sides. You know, I don't know what to do. I just blow her dry and give it a little spritz. Next thing you know, I'm good. But now it's getting long. So we'll
see. I feel nervous.
Okay,
shameless plug time. Give us your shameless plug. I'll give you one of mine.
Shameless plug. Heidi, I mean, I'll throw out and I'm going to put a little thing in my stories. But Heidi and I are getting close to opening up registration for what's going to be a 60-day fitness and nutrition challenge and course. So it's 8 weeks of nutrition, like 2 hours a week, conversation about every single thing you could ever want to know about how fueling your body in a certain way affects your body. And then every day, 60 days, a different workout of the day every day. And it's going to be, I mean, it's a little bit of like a 75 hard kind of thing. And it is a killer. It is a serious, serious workout.
The drywall guy's back.
But it also ends up being one of these things where there's an in-gym men's, in-gym women's, and then at home for either men or women kind of thing, and it meets you where you are. So you can do it if you are a beginner. You can do it if you're an expert. But, man, if you want to, it's going to be great. It's going to start September 27th. So stay tuned for that.
Great. Well, mine is acuff.me/challenge. It's 5 days. It's called the Back to Challenge. There's two New Year's hidden in every year, January and September, because September is back to school momentum. And most adults let their kids do all the new teacher, new school, new books, new trapper keeper. And then adults think they have to stay stuck. So it's a 5-day free event. I'm teaching for an hour a day. Since I can't make it to your town, I'm doing it online. acuff.me/challenge. Registration open right now. There'll probably be 10,000 people. It's going to be really fun. acuff.me/challenge. Shameless plugs are over. Somebody's in your house drywalling.
Awesome.
And not delivering.
Hey, real quick. Also, if you, in the month of September, buy the book Soundtracks, you get a poster. Yeah. It is one of the coolest freaking posters.
What?
I love
it. Look at that. Look at this one.
It's so cool.
He's in a black t-shirt even.
So if you need a reason to pick up a book that's already a book you should have, grab Soundtracks in the month of September and get that free poster. That's honestly, that's cool. So cool.
Awesome. Love you.
So, just real quick, John's challenge is free. Our challenge will have a cost. We're still working through the details of it. As soon as we have details, we'll share it. But I'm excited to tell everybody more about it when it comes. John, you're handsome. You look great.
I gotta
go. A little sleep, brother.
I gotta go change my fantasy lineup so it's legal. So I'll be going to do. I gotta spend 2 hours researching kickers' mustaches. So I'll see you guys later.
Love you, dude.
Love you, Dave. See ya.